The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Throw the picture up behind me again. Do we have the picture of the bride? Hang on a second. One moment, please. Little technical issue here. Do we have it?
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to see if I dated this girl before. Oh, yeah, we dated. Yeah, yeah, I know how to pick them. How are you, honey? What is this right here, though?
I have no idea.
Was that like a Superman tattoo?
It's
what
like
is that?
Rolling Stones lips, you know.
Right about now, she's like, oh, man, did I ever screw up?
This is Dead Air on the hardly world-famous KCR.
Nicely done.
Are you coming at me 5 seconds into the show? I know it's your birthday and everything, but keep it up like this, mister, and you won't live to see 29.
We're on KCR?
No, we're not.
Yes, yes, we're always on KCR. Forever and ever.
I can't hear myself.
Okay, let's just spend the first 10 minutes.
Turn off my microphone or else I'm going to fight you, Dio.
Yes, for the first 10 minutes of every
down,
show.
Otherwise, I'm going to fight you too.
We'll just point out all of my shortcomings.
Hello.
Like, that's not an old bit at all.
Dio, you need to turn down. And then, Spaceboy, you need to turn up.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk.
This
check
is why
my
we
microphone.
Do microphone checks
I'm
when you
talk
start a
to
show.
Check my microphone.
And yet, you know, the odd part is that we did a microphone check and it still didn't matter. We spent about 15 minutes trying to go through this shit. It didn't even matter. Get on the air and hey, look, nothing works. Imagine that.
Holler.
Some things change, some things don't. Who cares, really? As long as we're on the air, everything's fine, right, guys? Hi, welcome to Dead Air on KCR. Except it's not.
I have no retort to that.
We tried to make this not on KCR this week, even though our website, incidentally, by the way, is deadaironkcr.com.
We can't get rid of it because we paid for it.
And on Facebook, we're Dead Air on KCR. And if you're in iTunes, you have to search Dead Air on KCR. But guess what? We're going to pretend we're not anymore. Okay. Are you keeping score?
I have an idea.
Did everybody pay attention to that?
I have an idea.
What's that?
We can change what KCR means. So we'll like make it our own station or something. How about that?
Killer Clowns Radio.
I like it. No.
That's a good one because there's a really good Dickie song called Attack of the Killer Clowns.
There's
hate
a great
clowns.
Movie called Killer Clowns.
That's what they wrote it for.
With popcorn that is really scary that will kill you.
The
in
music
your face.
Video is awesome for that song.
Kick in the crotch radio, P1 Baldzilla says.
That's good.
I like that.
Digging it. It's my birthday, guys.
Yay! I
know you guys know this. I didn't want to be the one to bring it up, but I figured if I didn't, you guys wouldn't either, and then it would just be like, well.
Nope.
Happy 14th birthday.
Wasn't it?
Hi, everyone. I'm 14.
You're looking good, sweetheart.
Yeah, I'm looking for. Yeah.
Hey,
do you ladies want to get statutory rape charges tonight?
Hey, just because Bill wears pants that makes him look like he's 14 doesn't exactly mean he is 14.
He shops in
okay?
a 14-year-old apartment.
Hold on one second. What in the hell are you talking about? Pants that make me look like I'm 14. I'm not okay. So I'm not trying to look like I'm in a b-boy stance. You dummy.
Listen,
I gotta wear what I'm gonna wear. All right,
listen.
These jeans are the only ones I got, man. I got three pairs.
Listen,
you afford? You want to buy me another pair? I'm fine with it.
All I'm saying is, it looks like that you just went to the Gap.
Oh, like a 14. All I'm saying
is,
shut the hell up.
All I'm saying is, it looks like you went to the Baby Gap and bought the largest size.
And it looks. Oh yes. Yes, that's exactly what it looks like. Because if you've seen me in person, that's exactly what it looks like. You couldn't be righter. In fact, I'm
writer.
You took a freaking picture of me and put it up on the website. And let's see if people think I look like I'm in the Baby Gap.
Well, last week they would have swore you were a 70s porn star.
Holler.
And okay.
And it still kind of has that.
Where's the problem with that? Anyway. Yeah.
The fact that this is not the 70s.
Believe it or not, it's my freaking birthday. And everyone's already
this
jumping all over me like hyenas.
We're verbally spanking you since we're not going to spank you for your birthday.
Thank F for that.
Unless
you want me to, Bill.
I would not verbally or physically spank you ever.
Hi to everyone in the chat room, Dead Air and KCR. If you like me again, roasted tonight. Tonight's a night to listen. Because a lot of fun's going to happen at my expense.
Not only is Bill getting roasted all night, but he's getting made over in about an hour.
It's going to be so hot.
And to help us with that, we have a special guest here in studio.
Angela!
Now, do we have a microphone for her? No, of course
probably
not.
Of course not.
So that make too much sense, right?
We have a microphone.
Oh, we do? Okay.
We have a fifth microphone.
We'll get her plugged in. You would think that people would think about this before we start. No,
of course not. You know what? I'm the only one who knows what the hell we're talking about tonight, because Adio insisted to make... I normally make we have a little program here to follow along here at the show. I usually make these the day of the show, and I understand it's not a lot of time, but I can't help it. That's what we got. So I make the programs, come in, you know, after work, and I hand everyone so everyone at least knows what the hell we're talking about. Well, tonight, Dio insisted on doing that. Hey, guys, do we have programs?
Huh?
Exactly. We don't. We have no idea what the hell is being talked about. It's hand-scribbled here on this hunk of junk right here. So we're flying by the seat of our pants. I'm sure Dio is going to make a very opinionated statement here. Go ahead.
Okay.
You know, any year now.
No, screw it. No matter what I say, you're just going to come at me even more. So I've learned in my short time here to just shut up when I know I've lost.
Quimby. Yeah? I never knew that was also a successful pratfall, that Dio can make pratfall through silence. Normally, his pratfalls are by saying too much.
All I'm saying is...
Or that he's black.
But this time, it was...
Which I haven't done in 2 weeks, so I'm overdue.
Lies.
You did that last week.
You did it last week, dude.
And Angela's pointing to my church's chicken cup right now.
And 2 weeks ago, incidentally... Fair point. And also, 2 weeks ago, we didn't have a show, so yet again, another lie there, but that's fine. Tonight, what the hell are we talking about? My birthday, my makeover, it's all about me tonight.
Poor fashion choices. I read that on
Gee, I can't wait for Angela to chime in with what she thinks about that one regarding
We're talking
me.
About our own personal
poor Oh, I see. We're not just
choices.
Making fun of me for 30 minutes? Okay.
No, we All can right. make fun of me in the early 90s. So my mother said to me, you're going to look at these pictures and be embarrassed. And I said, no way. Neon forever, Mom.
Sundog just raised a good point in the chat room. Let's get these Oreos out here. Subliminal advertising there.
Eat Oreos today.
Eat Oreos.
I'm your sponsor.
Eat Oreos.
Eat Oreos and go to church's chicken. That's what it's all about tonight.
Smoke.
Are you smoking yet?
Have baby.
Gee, Space Boy, that delicious sandwich you had beforehand, where did you ever get that from?
Subway.
Eat fresh.
Oh, okay.
Eat fresh.
Anyway, smoke.
Where did you get that lovely drink that you're drinking from right now?
All right, who advertises that one? No one. That's who. No one. No one advertises them, and yet they still make killer bank. 7-Eleven. I've never seen a 7-Eleven advertisement. I haven't seen a 7-Eleven advertisement since like 1996, and yet they still. Every time I go in there, like 3 a.m, there's like 15 people. You know why? Because they're all stoned. Everyone's stoned or drunk that's going
homeless.
Into a 7-Eleven or homeless. But not
no,
the one that I go to,
because
homeless people don't live in my neighborhood because I live in an affluent neighborhood. But the thing is, well, okay, down by El Cajon Boulevard, but that doesn't count. You go south of Mead Avenue, and then everyone's all of a sudden transient. But if you go north, you're fine. They're just drunk and stoned and rich and possibly on meth. Anyway, just Woo! Making wild generalizations as far as the eye can see here.
Neighborhood
tonight, but, hey,
generalizations brought to you by Will and
incidentally,
Morris.
I sound like I might be on meth tonight, but I'm not. I'm just really annoyed.
Liar.
Yes, that's what I decided to do for my birthday is smoke meth.
Smoke meth!
Hi, everyone. I'm on meth.
It's better to inject it. Straight to the vein. What's up?
Is this from experience?
Okay, Bill. Okay. All right, Bill admitted it. So if the San Diego Police Department wants to come to
Oh, yes, because they're listening to our internet radio show on a .com website.
Trying to help them out.
Yeah, yes. They're among the 9 listeners in the chat room. Of course. Of course. Of course they are. You're full.
Listen, I'm just excited the cops would be coming to this house and not arresting me, for God's sake.
Baldzilla just suggested
Why would they arrest you?
Smoking,
what do you do?
Smoking meth might make me change my name to Shaniqua Bill, which is funny. I'll give him that. That's very funny, but it's not going to happen. I'm sorry. I'm not going to change my name to Shaniqua. I'll change to something much more interesting.
Well, we'll find out after the makeover.
Like Tanika. Anyway, tonight on the show, we'll also play Apples to Apples, which everyone loves.
Apples to Apples.
And incidentally, by everyone, I mean everyone here in the room. I'm sure the chat room hates it because they hate every game we play. Also,
well, suck it up.
Because honestly, they do, guys. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't care.
And we're also, as Dio said, oh, you know what we're actually going to do tonight? We're going to try out a segment tonight, which always works really well on this show, except for two times, called Sell Me On It. Where, anyone ever seen Dragon's Den? Has anyone ever watched that
what
in this
the
room?
What the hell are you talking about?
No, okay. We don't have to. I mean, this
no,
is on the list.
Please,
I didn't make this
is.
Up out of my head. I didn't say, ooh, golly gee, I really want to play this game.
Just Save because I don't know what it is doesn't ooh, mean I don't want to play.
Ooh, golly gee, I really hope we play. Save that too. No, this is on the list. We're supposed to play this game called Sell Me On It, where one
game.
Of us will attempt to really dissuade someone. We're just trying to sway the room here into buying an idea. Adio has an idea that he's going to try to sell us on, and we're going to see
word
if it sticks.
Fuck,
shut the hell up.
Boo.
I'm doing the best that I can on, like, 4 hours sleep. Anyway, coming up on tonight's show. Yeah, hey, holler.
Space Boy, myself, and Angela were the only ones
Bodzilla.
That would rest in this place.
Bodzilla, incidentally, has tapped out for the... For the Sell Me On It segment, he just does. He already doesn't. He doesn't care. He doesn't believe it.
Yeah,
it makes three of us.
Thanks for the luck, Sundog. I'm sure I'm going to need it.
I can't wait to hear what you're going to try to defend.
What is
so I can
week?
Shut you down,
what is fashion
sucker?
So should I just tease this right now? Or
No, you don't. All right, no, you don't. You dare.
All right.
Anyway, Sundog, you go put the deodorant. We're gonna come back. We're gonna play some music, and we're gonna talk about.
Are we gonna play music that anybody?
You know what? We're
gonna
play Apple. Let's play. Well, you know, let's talk about fashion and our worst fashion trends. We'll do that next. But this is Talking Heads. It's my birthday show. I got to pick music 2 weeks in a row.
I gave.
That's what these guys give me. Adio bequeathed me the music for tonight, so thanks, Adio.
It's not fair.
Only because that I knew if I picked the music tonight, Bill would just whine and bitch and complain
no,
about
wouldn't.
My music.
I would not.
Like,
I would not.
Night.
What? Bill whine
Bull.
And bitch and complain?
Yes, bro.
You are lying. He
you
never does that.
I don't know who
what
he's talking about.
What would give you
about.
That
I've
idea in your head?
Lying
never.
Your
I'm not. It's not like that.
You
guys what got the wrong guy.
Make you think that?
Guys got the wrong guy. I don't say.
I mean, you know who we're dealing with here.
You guys made fun of me last week for not picking music that everyone knows. So this week, I picked music that everyone knows,
like the Sugar Cubes. They're a best of CD.
I'm sorry. Does everyone know Bjork?
Curbside trash.
Does everyone know? Does everyone know Bjork? I mean,
I love Bjork.
Okay, so shut the hell up because it's Bjork.
But you didn't choose Bjork.
Listen, you don't pay attention to any of these fools here. I appreciate your musical selection because it opens my eyes
because
of all the crap that I listen to.
Go ahead, everyone. Try and make fun of the Talking Heads. I dare you.